Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Tzad Zayin and Masechta Zvachim. Some of the topics we learned about include the machlokes regarding Bishul Mitchilas HaRegel Yevashel by Kol HaRegel. If a pot was used to cook the meat of a korban on the first day of Yom Tov, whether the pot may be used for korbanos with Amerika Shtifa for the remainder of the Yom Tov. The machlokes regarding Merika, whether this is to be done with Cham in hot water or Tzayin in cold water. The halacha of Bishul by Kachim B'Kachim Kalam. If a person cooked in a pot first kachim kachim and then kachim kalim, im yesh behen benois in tam. The second meat that is kill, more lenient, absorbed the flavor of the first meat that is chamer, more stringent, the kalim received the status of the chamurin, and therefore, hare hakalim nechalim kachamurin shebehen. The second meat must be eaten with the stringencies of the first meat regarding the time and location, and v'tu'un meriku v'shtifa. Meriku shtifa of the pot is required after the earlier zman achil of the chamurin, and u'paislim b'maga. If the chamurim were pasul, the kalim also become pasul, and they also cause other korbanos to become pasul through contact and absorption. The reasons why we do not apply here the concept of asei d'chol lo'is aseh.